Section 2, what businesses are caught by the scheme? The scheme requires that any business that comes within the definition of a contractor should make a deduction of tax when making a payment to any person, whether be individual or business, that falls within the definition of a subcontractor, but only when the work falls within the definition of what is known as construction operations. CIS regulations do provide for gross payment without any tax deduction where the subcontractor business has satisfied an HMRC officer that gross payment status should be granted. A contractor is the person making the payment for construction work and is defined as any person carrying on a business which includes construction operations. An AAT member might easily find that a subcontractor client has become a contractor because of paying another subcontractor to do some work on a job. For example, a carpenter paying an electrician to do some electrical work. The client could unknowingly find himself in deep trouble with HMRC because of the failure to register as a contractor. Then, having failed to register, the contractor will not have verified the tax payment status of the other subcontractor, such as the electrician in my example. On top of that, there is likely to be a failure to deduct construction industry scheme tax from the payments made to that subcontractor, and then failing to submit monthly CIS returns to report those payments and deductions. Yes, contractors are often limited companies, but a contractor could also be a partnership or a sole trader, and might also be a joint venture company involving perhaps two construction businesses, or maybe a construction business and someone providing the finance for the project. The contractor could be another business, such as a property developer, who engages a subcontractor to do the work, and the issue might then be whether or not that property developer is aware of the responsibilities for operating the construction industry scheme. I have seen too many cases where the subcontractor has gladly accepted gross payment, despite being a business registered for payment and a deduction at the standard rate, leaving the poor property developer in difficulty when HMRC discovers the failure to operate the scheme. Ignorance will not be accepted as a reasonable excuse. Ordinary householders, having work done on their own property, perhaps decoration, repairs, or even an extension, are not contractors within the construction industry scheme when making payments to a builder or a craftsman. They do not have to operate the scheme and do not have to make any deductions from the payments to the builder or workers. However, when the builder or the craftsman engages the assistance of other self-employed workers to complete the job, such as my electrician example, that subcontractor becomes a contractor making payments for construction operations, and those self-employed workers are subcontractors to whom the construction industry scheme applies. They therefore have to be verified, and where relevant, 20% deductions have to be made. Some businesses deal with this potential problem by arranging for the householder to pay the worker for fitting a wooden floor or for fitting a kitchen, billing them separately to the bill for the wood flooring or the kitchen units. The payment by that householder to the craftsman is outside the scope of the scheme, whereas the payment by the builder to the craftsman is within the scheme.